to go. You got your Bibles? You know, you members who come and sowing seed and telling me how much you love you, how much you love me, I appreciate that. You know, it's, you know, I built myself to live with it or without it. But it sure is good to let people know you, people let you know they love you and they appreciate what you're doing. We got letter, I got letters on my death. The letters will start coming in more fully. Got letters on my death of people's lives who be changed. We'll try to read some to you. One lady said she took her 3 years to understand my ministry. She said I don't know whether to go with him or not. It's finally the Lord set her free, and she got getting breakthroughs one after another. Routine is so easy to get stuck in. All right, you got your Bible in Romans chapter 8. Now, let me say something about Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at one verse. Let me say something about Romans chapter 8. I'm going to let you sit down in a little while. Let me say something about Romans. We're going to talk about how to manifest your sonship. How to manifest your sonship. Romans 8 is a chapter of realms of functioning in realms of the Spirit. Functioning in different realms of the Spirit. You know, being led by the Spirit bearing witness, learning that there's only two laws, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death, and say the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had freed me from the law of sin and death. See the second verse? The second verse says? Then you look at the 14th verse, it tells you that you cannot be a manifested son unless you're led by the Spirit of God. Then you look and notice in the 16th verse, where the Spirit bear witness with my spirit that we are children of God, that I'm a child of God. So it's on and on. It's talking about being spiritually minded. It's talking about being carnally minded, in other words, flesh minded, or spiritually minded in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 talks about that we do have infirmities. Actually, you can call them when you play them outright, they are divine infirmities. There are infirmities that extract the strength of God. Wow. So your infirmities are there for a reason. You know your shortcoming, right? Yes. They're there for a reason. They're divine. Thank you, Lord. Wow. And they attract the strength of God, all right? Yes, sir. You find out in that chapter, in the spirit realm, you can't really be whipped. If God is for you, 31st verse, see, who can be against you? You find that out, you see. Then you find out in that chapter also, in the spirit realm, you only can find out what God freely have given you if you're moving in the spirit. Okay, he spared not his son, you see, and that he freely give us. If he didn't spare his son, how he should not freely give us all things. I just showing you that chapter. Now, another chapter that you must read, and then we're going to go read the verse number title teaching you how to manifest. It's 1 Corinthians 2 is another chapter of the Spirit. Those two, 1 Corinthians 2, Romans 8, those two chapters are tell you how to live at a higher dimension as a child of God and how to function, how to whip the enemy every time, how to live in victory, and how to never accept defeat. Okay, and so that's why we're aiming to get you in that position where you begin to manifest as son of God. Now in Romans 8, 19, and 1 John 3, 8, Romans 8, 19, 1 John 3, 8, that's some translation I want to read to you while you're standing out of those verses. Romans 8, 19, read it with me. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the Son of God. Say manifestation of the sons of God. Say it again. Manifestation. All right, now, sons of God just can't show up. You just showing up don't make you a son of God. You have to learn how to function in the spirit that you can manifest. Other words, listen to me, that supernatural things begin to happen in your life that man can't explain. Because God to the sweet pushing of the Holy Spirit, make it happen from your inner man. We have to manifest now. The devil is manifested. And so the church cannot play church as usual. We have to become, watch me, we have to become unusual. Unusual things have to happen in our life. Unusual, we ought to have unusual testimonies. What good thing the Lord has done for us. Now, when we go to 1 John, well, let me read a few translations. For that 19th verse. For all creation is waiting patiently and hopefully for that future day when God will resurrect his children. Now, let me give you something I learned a long time ago about studying the scriptures. Sometimes there's multifaceted reference in the scripture. Yes, there'll be a day the Son of God, you know, we'll rule and we'll manifest and wipe, God gonna wipe everything out, and only that which is holy gonna be there. That's that day coming. But in the law of devil reference, that verse 8:19, there's a manifestation we can make right now in the spirit realm by revelation, by anointing, by enlightenment, by empowerment, by rhema words. Begin to function in our lives, and we do things out of the ordinary. We can do that now as sons of God, because you're sons of God now, right? All right, now, so the Lord wants us to resurrect into our position of dominion and dominating and demonstrating how great a God he is. Can I get an amen, somebody? Some of y'all need to help me here. The NIV say in that same verse, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly wait for the revealing of the sons of God. The revealing, see, we need to be revealed that God is living on the inside of us, that the Holy Spirit is upon us and within us. All right, now here's another translation. Say the showing of the sons of God. Are you here? The New Living Translation says, for all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. That's powerful, man. That's powerful. And then in 1 John, you may be seated, 1 John 3:8. I just want to deal with the, let's deal with the third section of that, starting at 4 in 1 John 3:8, because it gives us a highlight on the Son and the sons. It said, so he tell us why the Son was manifested. So the same reading the Son was manifested, the sons are manifested. Oh, y'all ain't listening. We're going to look why the Son was manifested. And the Son made it possible for us to become sons. So I believe that the same reading that the Son was manifested, the sons are manifested. Are you here? Okay. So it says here in this part of this verse, 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might receive a new car and a new house and some new shoes. No, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Right? Yes, sir. All right, so you got those two scriptures now. And now let me tell you some of the things, a list of things that was given to me by the Holy Spirit, give me why many sons of God has not and will not manifest. Number one on the list, religion. Religion. Number two, rituals. Routine operation. Holy Spirit can't break in if you want. No, this is what we do next. Number three, 30-year-old song. Nothing fresh. I just tell you what I told me. Now, this fourth one, going to make some people upset. But that's what Alka-Seltzer are for. Now, we're here. Because you got to hear me. This is so... And I see it all the time now, and I feel so bad when I see it. Preaching Bible stories without revelation. Just rehearsing the story. Preaching, that's why the sons of God have not manifested. Preaching Bible story, you know, like Paul was on the ship, or David had a slingshot, and just, but no revelation what the sling was about. See, just preaching the story. See, a lot of times when people read the Bible and they teach what they read and go through it and say what they saw, but there's no revelation for you to partake of to make it a part of your life today. See, holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So there must be fresh bread in the oven. That's the only way you're going to be happy. So just telling Bible stories, I've seen the best of them. They can tell them stories, man. Tell Bible stories. When my eyes begin to come open, I used to tell them too. When my eyes came open, I said, man, the Holy Spirit wants to tell us something that I can adjust to my life at 18, 19 years old. And they didn't have all the hell we got now. You know, they didn't have no, in Daniel's time, they didn't have no pornography on the internet. So there's a lot of stuff we're dealing with. And if we just give a Bible story, when we get happy, I know, see, I know one thing. You got to grow above the emotional point. Yeah, we lack sound, we lack rhythm. We're talking about beats. We're talking about not rhythm in the spirit, beats. I understand that. I like to rock a little bit every now and then myself. But I want to rock in safety. And so we need to open up to hear what the Lord's saying for us being sons of God, how we need to be sons of God. Another thing that stops us from manifesting as son of God is not fully recognizing the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's in charge. And we're afraid to talk to him because we think we're violating Jesus. But you can talk to the Holy Spirit. Why can't I talk to the Holy Spirit? Why is it all right for me to talk to the Holy Spirit? He's God. He's equal with God the Father. And he's in charge today. And I think we miss a lot of opportunities to have breakthrough because we never say anything to the Holy Spirit. If I ask y'all, any one of y'all, how would you ever say it? Holy Spirit, I love you. Holy Spirit, you got my hand. Holy Spirit, show me what to do. Many of y'all won't be able to say it because you won't say nothing to the Holy Spirit. But from this day forward, I want you to recognize the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit. And then this one is two words, and you almost swear to God, I'm not in this. You know, and I know it's wrong to swear, but you know, you almost swear to God. There's something called rim resistance. Rim resistance. We resist rims because rims call for changes. And you lose your comfortable spot. You know, we like that comfortable spot. Man, no, don't change nothing. Don't change no song. Don't change no words or nothing. Just do it the same way, like just like now. How did the Holy Spirit know them people were ready to come? Out of way to the end and didn't obey the Holy Spirit, they might have never came. The Holy Spirit said, do it now. All right. So, we're going to manifest. I told you some of the things that cause us not to manifest. I'm going to tell you a few more things here. Arguments, reasoning, facts, doubt, and unbelief will cause you not to manifest. Argument, reasoning, facts. And then we say facts. What do you mean by facts? Well, see, facts can be changed by truth. Realities are more stronger than facts. For instance, your body might be sick. That is a fact, but it's not the truth. So you take the truth and change that fact. The doctor said your temperature real high, your blood pressure high. That's a fact. He rated off a meter. But that's not the truth of what God said about you. It's not the truth of what Jesus' finished work said. So I take the finished work and stop the fact. And then I manifest it as a son of God. You see, your wallet might be saying you got $18. You need $18,000. You go to the word of God and see the prosperity of God and begin to speak like God says about. Then God began to multiply way faster than your check. You follow what I'm saying? Now, I've seen it happen. I see it happen all the time. I see it happen all the time. People lying. You'll never get out by just natural facts. But when truth overrides facts, this church being in this area, what happened? Truth, or by fact, this church shouldn't even be here. Not what it's doing. By fact, we're going all over the world. By fact, that shouldn't have happened. But truth in Darrell overcame fact. Are you following me? So what you do, you take truth and always overcome facts, and you'll get a manifestation of you being a son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Argument, reasoning, and facts, and doubt, and unbelief cannot stand up to the truth of God's word. All right? So any argument against your success, any reasoning against your victory, telling you where you're not going to go and what you're not going to have and what you can't, no, you take the truth and face that fact, face that reasoning, face that doubt, face that unbelief, face that argument. Then and only then are you manifesting as a son or a daughter of God. As a son and a daughter of God, arguments from this world, argument from generational curses, arguments that you can't do this and you can't do that, argument about you don't have an education, argument about the color of your skin, what your culture is, all those arguments and reasoning have no strength against the truth. And Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So argument, reasoning, facts, doubt, and unbelief cannot stand against truth, reality, revelation, rhema, or the anointing. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Thank you for your enthusiasm. The old cow sat at the Sam gate looking for the Sam hay. The new cow, see, I'm tired eating just hay. They ought to bring some feed out here sometime. I'm trying to bring some food out here, y'all. Y'all said, yeah, I'm telling you, because I'm nailing your problem with the hammer of the word right now. If you only let me help you, if you only listen to what Hakatsuli Pisco, what the Spirit of God is trying to do here. There's a shift in here. Let me say this again, because you're going to get stuck in one spot. Arguments. Let me say it this way. Yeah, here's how I heard it. A man or woman who have had an experience do not have to answer somebody with an argument. So once you experience truth, revelation, a live ram a word directly from God through the Holy Spirit to you. And you have that encounter. When the argument come up, what you can't do, where you can't go, what you can't have, or how long you're going to be in this trouble, don't stand no ground, because you don't have to argue with it, because you've had an experience. So I want you to whisper to somebody quietly by you, say, I need an experience. This is what I need. See, once you get that experience, you win. Listen to this. A man or woman who have had an experience do not have to answer a point with an argument. I don't believe in that Holy Ghost thing. Too late. I don't believe in money coming. Too late. I don't believe in that healing stuff. Too late. You see my point? Don't waste your time and argue with them. Next time somebody argue with you about the church or something, they say, what's your reason? When they tell you the reason, say, here's my revelation. I went to that church and I've learned so much. My family have changed so much now. You got a reason, man. I got a revelation. I have seen something. Come on, church. What's your reason for not coming to Word of Life? Here's my revelation for coming. All right, let me teach you. Come on. Here's some of the things we're going to have to do to manifest as a son of God. Now, you may be a son of God and you're not manifest. I'll tell you, two verses explain that to us. How can a person be a son of God and not manifest? How can a person be a son of God and not manifest the Bible, manifest what God says? Number one, John 1:12 says, many receive him, to them give he the power to become the son of God. All right? Here it is. Number two, Romans 8:4 says, many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the son of God. Number three, Galatians chapter 4. Turn down, I need to take you there. Galatians chapter 4. I hear the Spirit of God saying, a lot of time you know things and you think everybody know it. So the Spirit of God said, we need to look at that. Why we're not manifesting as son of God? You say, yeah, but I go to church. No, I'm not talking about going to church. I'm talking about manifesting. I'm not talking about reading the Bible. I'm talking about revelation when the Bible reads you. Read your problem and tell you what to do. That's what I'm talking about. How many of y'all ready to manifest? Now, you see, when you manifest, you first of all, the first step in manifestation is ministry. The first manifestation, when you come to the grip of being a son of God, you're going to quit looking at the fishes, and you're going to hear God's voice say, I'm making you fishers of men. You remember that miracle in Luke chapter 5? Huh? Them boys was astonished over the fish. They had so many fish, the boat was sinking. The Lord, and they said, they fell on their knees, they were trembling. The Lord said, yeah, that's good, but now I'm going to make you fishermen of men. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I told you, one of the problems with the church is the church won't be ministered to. But she don't want minister. She want manifestation, but she won't manifest. If I ever get you to hear me, and you start manifesting, I get people saved all the time. I mean me, one-on-one, not as a preacher, as a son of God. I get people saved almost every day. Somebody gets saved. And I don't need to blow my horn about it, because that's what I'm supposed to do. But I'm sharing with you as your leader. That's what I need you to do. I don't want you just coming here to get ministered to. I want you coming here learning how to minister to others. And have an expectation. What I learned today, I'm going to pass it on this week. Hello? I need you to do that. 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 Think about ministry. See, most people come to church, they prayed, It's something they want. Quite sure it's quiet in the house of the Lord. See, he ain't preaching now. He picking, he messing with my business now. All right? But I want you to learn to minister, all right? So, the first way to manifest as a son of God, I mean, you mean the other way, but the one the Lord told me, surrendering to the Holy Spirit. Surrendering to the Holy Spirit. Say it. That's the first step when you start. Turn to John 16. Let's look at what surrendering to the Holy Spirit means. Let's look at his prophetic, the prophetic aspect of his ministry, which now is a present day ministry. In other words, prophetically, Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit ministry, but that prophetic has turned into a present day ministry. Then John 16:12. Sons of God has to understand how God taught. And Jesus said, I have many things to say to you in the 12th verse, but you can't handle them now. So he shifts you from one ability to another one. Now in the 13th verse, he said, but I'm going to shift your ability. My God. See, he says, in the 12th verse, there's many things. You see it? I can't tell you now. Well, most Christians still there. Unless we shift to the present, no, you ain't ready for this. Listen, the 13th voice take us into the future. Now listen to me, you listening? Are you listening? We are there now. What the 13th voice is saying, we are there now. The present day ministry of Jesus is functioning now. That 13, 14, and 15 verses, they are functioning now. But just because they are functioning does not mean that you'll receive it. The Holy Spirit is hearing what God is saying, and he's speaking it out to you. Therefore, you can live every day, you listening? Operating and functioning with divine direction. Direction that the devil cannot stop, cannot understand. The Holy Spirit will cause you to function in an understanding and in a wisdom that the devil can ever deceive you, never tie you up, and never stop you, no matter what's going on. He's called in that verse. Look at it in verse 13. What he called? The spirit of truth. So what? Argument, reason, fact, doubt, unbelief. He's the spirit of truth. What I told you about truth. Truth stop argument. Truth stop reasoning. Everything you're dealing with right now is a reason. Everything you're dealing with now is some argument. Everything you're dealing with now is some worldly fact. But truth. You're about to manifest. You're about to manifest. See, in surrendering to the Holy Spirit means that I'm surrendering to a higher truth, a higher fact. A higher revelation. So you have to learn how to surrender to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the fruit. He is the gift. He is the love. He is the joy. He is the peace. He is the long suffering. He is the meekness. He is the faithful one. Let me lead you in the kingdom of God. If you know the revelation of the kingdom of God, it says one of the revelations is joy in the Holy Ghost. Yes. Are you surrendered to the Spirit? Or do you want to have your own way? Are you playing it 50-50? Secondly, when you surrender to the Holy Spirit, You listening? He will separate you to another realm. You heard that? Y'all don't even know what I'm saying. He will separate you to another realm. What you mean? He will put you in a realm that you're above anything this world shoot at you. Raise your hand if you want that. You want the Holy Spirit to separate you into another realm. Any child of God wants that. He'll separate you to another realm. When you're manifesting as a son or daughter of God, you are operating in another realm. You're operating in revelation knowledge. You're operating in the wisdom of God. You're operating in the understanding of God. You're actually operating supernatural in a natural world. You can call miracles, signs, and wonders on the scene at any moment. I tell you, you better understand that you're in a divine position. You are sons and daughters of God. You're not an old pilgrim traveling through this barren land. No, sir, absolutely not. You're a child of God, and you can get manifestation in your life that will blow the average person's mind. They don't know how you got where you are because God lifted you up. Y'all better shout. You got some answers up here. Them things you've been praying about, them things you've been confessing, they're about to manifest in your life. The Lord, oh my goodness. The Lord is showing you how to do it. You're going to get to the position, and you know they have all these days. Ain't nobody going to be to invite you to family day, none of them days, them church days. You say, man, I don't believe I want to go. See, but it's going to hurt the family feeling. That's where you got to outgrow. Jesus outgrew that. His family came, talking about, it was Jesus in the meeting. We won't talk to you. Can you come out? Jesus said, no, because those who do the will of my Father, that's my family, so I ain't coming. Slam the, bam, slam the door and kept teaching. His mama was out there. Turn your Bible to Matthew 8:8. Matthew 8:8. I don't have time to tell the whole story. That's another Bible story. Let me get you a revelation out of there. A revelation. Revelation. The third step is speaking the word continuously on daily basis. You'll manifest. If you speak the word, continue on. Speak the word only. See in the 8th verse it says, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. You don't need nothing to add on to the word. The word carry enough weight by itself. Huh? The word don't need no theology. The word is a revelation of God, and that word would not return to him void. Look what he said. Look what he said. Let's see what he said. Look what he said about his word. John 15:7. Come on, turn quick. Let's walk a little bit. What you speaking? Look what he said about his word. Is this real? If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Look what he said. What he said? What? Do y'all believe that? Do you? What? Who believe that? Well, why is not happening then? Why is not happening? Why? You believe it. Why is not happening? Isaiah 55:11. Jeremiah 1:12. Come on, let's go. He said, my word, what? You're not going to return to me void. He said, it will accomplish. Look at it, Isaiah 55:11. He said, it will prosper there until I send it. You see it? Huh? Go to Jeremiah 1:12. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. Go to Romans 4:21. Let's go to the Bible today. I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is also what? Talk to me up in here. Just Speak the word on it. The next thing, the fourth thing, I don't know what number you got. In manifesting as a son of God, how to manifest my sonship, I will give you surrender to the Holy Spirit, knowing that he separates you to another realm, right? You still here? All right. Third thing I said, speaking the word continuously on daily basis. Now, to speak the word, you're going to have to study the word. You're going to have to read the word, right? I didn't say that, Papa. You know that, right? It ain't going to just come up and say open your mouth and speak for you. No, that's a special kid. You're going to have to study the word, all right? Now, I notice in Ephesians 5, it talks about the will of the Lord. It talks about the will of the Lord. And to manifest as a son of God, you're going to have to seek the will of the Lord at all times. What's your will? It's Romans 12:2 talks about the good. Look at Romans 12:2. See, because the word would be doing some things. It'd be putting spirit and life in you, and it'd be restoring your soul and renewing your mind. Good God Almighty. It puts spirit and life in you. It restore your soul, renew your mind, and bring your body under subjection. That need to be done, you see. See, Romans 12, 1-3, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You see, are you listening with me? Come on, write them down. See. And I'm fully persuaded. Romans 4:21. What he had promised, he's also able to perform. Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here. We got to grow. We got to be able to live this Bible, not just carry it. I tell you, this Bible become real when it start carrying you. See, the Bible carrying me. I'm not just carrying the Bible. Number five, you got to share with others the glory of God. In other words, Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, I'll make you fishers of men. Now, until you become a fisher of men, you're not qualified as a son of God. You can say your prayer. You can mark it red and blue. But until you become fishers of men, and what the church have not done, we come set, we shout, we dance, we run, we skip. But we have not become fishers of men. If was, this church would be full. It's not my fault this church is not full. Y'all ain't fishing. You should have at least 3 fish this morning. I ask you how many you got, you ain't got none. I just can't. Me and my family can. But you should have witnessed. You witness, and the person see it on your life, see that anointing, they come and get it.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. All right, now, here's another one to manifest that son of God. And I don't know how much you do it. I try to get this church to move it. Speaking in tongue on purpose. Speaking in tongue on purpose will cause you to manifest as a son of God. Why? When you pray in the spirit, you're shifting from the natural to the supernatural. Romans 8:26. I'm almost through. Romans 8:26. Thank you for one faithful memo. Thank you. Romans 8:26. That's what I was looking for, but I ain't got them on 1 point after me. The rest of them say, shut down, shut down. But I know how to handle that. But I appreciate it, my sister. Yeah. More than you need it. Now you done said something else. Speaking in tongue on purpose. Because all of us, I'm going to talk to you. All of us are crowded with infirmities. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, including me, we're crowded with infirmities. I know some of us don't want to touch it, you know. You know, you got everything lined up, all your glasses lined up on the dining room table, right? And, You got your little towel hanging, but you're fully informative. When it gets down to the spirit world, you understand what I'm saying? You need some help. Everybody holler, help. Yeah, that's boy, you talking about a manifest. Say it again. Help. You talking about a manifest as a son of God. If the Holy Spirit can holler, you, well, what? Help. See, when the Holy Spirit, quote God Almighty, I recognize that you need help. I need help, me. Help!
Help!
Come on, Henry. Some more. Help! I'm looking right at you. All right. He said, kind of cool. He said, help. Help! You need help. Yeah. See, the Holy Spirit will help you if you ignite it. Praying in tongue causes a shifting of realm. It causes you to shift from the self-help gospel. It causes you to shift from self-effort. It causes you to shift from performing religion. It caused you to be able to prophesy and magnify God as you pray in the spirit. It shut the flesh down. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Drive the enemy crazy when you're praying in tongues. Are you seeing? Are you listening to me?
Yes,
all right, all right, all right, all right. All right. I'm going to show you something else now. Hallelujah. Turn to Philippians chapter 1. I'm about to show you something. Philippians chapter 1. You do want to grow, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to grow or else up here? Are you going to look mighty stupid? I'm just telling you the fact now. Don't get upset. Did I call you stupid? No, I said you're going to look stupid. And now if you stay on that rim, everybody going to see it. And nobody, you don't have to say nothing. And you want to get mad with somebody? I'll tell you who to get mad with. Get mad with yourself. Be picking on me. I'm trying to help me. This is an important one, class. I'm about to show you now. To manifest as a son or daughter of God. Listen to me. Always, you listening?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Depend on the supply of the Spirit.
My.
1:19. Philippians 1:19.
My.
Philippians 1:19. Always depend on the supply of the Spirit. See, that's why God said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. The supply of the Spirit, that's your fuel. That's your energy to work in another realm.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Supply of the Spirit.
Supply of the Spirit.
Yeah, the sons of God, the daughters of God, has to live on the energy of the Spirit.
Yes,
you understand me? The fuel, F-U-E-L, of the Spirit. There's a fuel, there's an energizing fuel that God has placed for us in the precious Holy Spirit. So when you depend on that supply, you move to other dimension, other realms of life. See, you will never manifest as a son of God on worldly fuel. Be not drunk with wine, Ephesians 5, but be drunk with the Spirit. See, there's another realm where you can lose the natural.
Yeah.
And start functioning in the supernatural, all right? So everybody says supply the Spirit.
Supply the Spirit.
See, now there's a supply just for you as a son of God. There's a supply, I got your name written on it. So here in Philippians 1:19, notice what it says in Philippians 1:19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So I need a supply of the Spirit. I need the Spirit fuel. I need the Spirit energy. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all listening or y'all going home? Huh? Y'all going home?
Yes,
it's past your eating time. Bedtime, eating time, you know. Let me say a few more things, then I'll let you go on and eat. But right now you're going to eat this word. Turn to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. Now, understand this also. I am not telling Bible stories. Any person with a good education can tell Bible stories. They know their grammar. They know when to stop. They know when to pause. They know when a paragraph end. I don't know none of that. They know when a paragraph end, when another paragraph start. Anybody can tell a good Bible story, and you get real excited, you get real happy, but bam, something happened to you. Now what you going to do? See, you can teach the three Hebrew boys like the three little bears. Just tell a story. They was in the fire, and the Lord got them out. Hallelujah. I thought I'd throw in three, but there was four men in the fire. Give me a revelation that the fourth man was Jesus Christ, man. Pre-incarnated. You following me? Now, this is a heavy one. This is a heavy one that I'm about to give you. I just give you always depend on the supply of the Spirit, right? Inner strength gives us the ability to manifest as the Son of God. You had Ephesians 3. Inner strength, not outer strength. Inner strength, not education, not psychology, not how much you know, not who you know, not where you live. Only inner strength give us the ability to manifest as sons and daughters of God.
Yes, sir.
You know when I say son, I'm talking about daughter too, right?
Yes, sir.
Only inner strength.
Give me the ability
to manifest
as a son of God.
Now, when that happened, all the promises of God become yea and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So be it. Because I'm in that realm. I'm above arguments. I'm above reasoning. I'm even above facts. Because I have the ability in me to change facts. How many got some facts that won't change? Well, that's why God got me teaching you this. See, facts will overwhelm you if you stay in the same realm with it. You have to step out of the realm of fact and go into a revelation and come back and point at fact with a revelation. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. So shall it be as the Lord has spoken. Fact can't stand up to that. That's a holy boldness that a son or daughter must be packing. Tell three people you don't have to take it no more. You don't have to take it no more, God dog it. You don't have to take it no more. You don't have to take it. God dog it, you don't have to take it no more. You have fuel and energy in you to call for a miracle, to call for a sign, to call for the supernatural, to call for a wonder. Notice Ephesians 3:16, based on what I just said. Inner strength give us the ability to manifest as sons of God. Notice Ephesians 3:16. Come on, catch this. You know, that's a whole prayer, but I don't need to go take, you pray the whole prayer. You read the whole prayer. I just want to show you this part. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit. Where?
In the inner man.
in the inner man. Now you know a voice, you know a voice that goes with that. Turn to Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now I know what Ephesians 3:16 says, because Ephesians 6:10 tells me what it says. That I, as a son, I must work from the inside. I mustn't let nothing on the outside confuse me that I've lost. I must let nothing on the outside, no talk, no person, no committee, no nobody, convince me that I don't have the victory. I must always look on the inside and let the Spirit of God convince me that I have the victory, even on the outside, in the natural mirror. In the natural mirror, look like I'm losing, but I got another mirror to look in called the Word of the Living God. And when I see my victory in the mirror of God's Word, I must not forget who I am, whose I am. Sometimes it's going to look like I have the victory. Sometimes it's going to look like I don't have the victory. But I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what I believe. And I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And just like he rose on the third day, he can raise me from this situation. I want to serve notice on the devil. And I want to serve notice on this world. They might give me some problem, but they will never knock me out. Because I always rise back up, because greater is he that's in me. I know that's right. So every bastard spirit must bow here today. All sickness and disease, lack and limitation and confusion must bow at the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Everyone.
I agree. Yes, I agree.
Love you, y'all.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, God.
I'm preaching myself in the nest.
Thank you, God.
My goodness, I'm preaching myself in the nest, boy.
Hallelujah.
I command everything in everybody, body, that is not functioning right to function right now. I command it in Jesus' name. I feel that anointing.
Hallelujah.
I command everything that is against you to fall right now. As a son of God, as a daughter of God, I command it. I command it to fall. I command every case you got be won right now. I command every family problem to be solved right now in the name of Jesus. I command every businessman and businesswoman in here, that business go off the hook. They can't keep up with it. I feel good, man. I feel anointed in the name of Jesus. They have more business than they can handle. They got to hire more help. God dug the Holy Ghost here, boy. I command in Jesus' name. I command everything, everything your heart desires, make yourself available to you right now. I thank God, everything your heart desires, I command it. It become available to you right now. Do you receive that? Do you receive that? I command you to be blessed in season and out of season. In season and out of season. I command everywhere you go, you be blessed. Everybody you bless, be blessed. I command it in Jesus' name. Sons and daughters of God are manifesting in Darrell right now. I command your body to be healed right now in Jesus' name. I command your money to be healed. I command debt cancellation. I command your house to be paid for. If you don't have a house, get a house. And I command God gonna pay for it in Jesus' name. Your car paid for in Jesus' name. Your truck paid for in Jesus' name. Your land paid for in Jesus' name. I command the devil to take his hand off of your children. Take your hand off of your grandchildren. Right now, break his power in Jesus' name. Come on, help me. Go pray in Jesus' name. Let me say it again. I don't believe y'all heard me. I command every person in here whose money is not right to become right in Jesus' name. I command it in Jesus' name. Money come right. Get right, money. Get right now. I command that money to get right right now. Jesus' name. Get right right now. I'm a son of God. Say it. I'm a son of God. I'm supposed to have abundance. I'm supposed to have health. I claim it all right now. I ain't gonna leave you out, God. I'm calling for husbands right now. I'm calling for good, Holy Ghost, righteous men to find these girls up in here. I'm calling for good women to find these good men up in here. Yeah, I'm calling. I know one thing, somebody in here need a liver. But I heard the Spirit of God says, I am a liver giver. So if you the person, just take it, check that liver out. God said somebody in here need a liver. He's giving that liver right now. Good God Almighty. What? What? Y'all gonna praise him or what? No, I need some crazy praise. I tell you one thing, Leroy. I'm calling for another inch right now. I'm calling. Whoa! I'm calling for another inch right now. Get ready. I'm calling for it. I feel the anointing. I feel the glory of God. I feel the power. Come on.